Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop, and we're doing a video with father-daughter grindcore band. That is something that is just, when I saw you guys and I saw the video for your song, I can do one-handed cartwheels. Is that it? I was blown away. The band is called Animal School Bus, and we've got Charlie and we've got Princess Beast coming down from, are you guys in the basement right now in your house?
Yes.
Right on. So, welcome to the show. And, I mean, it's a daddy daughter grindcore band, but I'm assuming you guys got to, spend some time with your mom for happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
Did you make her some treats in the morning, or what did you get to do with your mom?
So me and my mom went up to my Nana's house.
Cool.
And
which is the name of the album, ironically.
Yes.
Well, not that.
And what did we have for lunch? Give me that, please.
We had Chipotle.
Nice. Nice burrito for lunch on Mother's Day. That's great.
Yes.
Right on. So yeah, the name of the album is Going to Grammy's House. And so can I get a kind of an idea of how this started? Because from what I'm reading, you guys started this when Princess Beast was 2 years old.
Yes.
So your whole life has been being a Princess Beast of a singer. Like, you are killing it. How did it start?
So one day my dad was just recording in his room,
mm-hmm.
and I went there and I went, when? It's because I kind of just wanted to take like part of the action, following my dad's footsteps.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, when?
She wanted to sing. So, I wrote her a little song, which is you can still find on YouTube. It's called Oatmeal. And she was probably not quite two when she did the vocals for that one right down here in the basement. And yeah. and that was it. And then, you know, we wrote an album. She wrote all the lyrics herself. And yeah, it's been fun.
That's amazing. So your musical output is more than most people, like four times your age, because you've been killing it for 7 years. What's it like for you? You know, what are your other friends' reactions? Like little kids, other kids' reactions to, you know, you being in a metal band? Are they pretty stoked on it?
Some people, actually, my friend that lives right down the street from me, he, as soon as I told him about it, he's like, can I get this album? Can I get it now?
Yeah.
Please. So, a bunch of my friends are stoked about it, but then other of my friends are just like, I still don't believe you.
Yeah, she told her friends at school that she was in a band, and you know, like three weeks or a month ago, we kind of had our 15 minutes and, you know, Metal Sucks picked us up and Lamb Goat and stuff. So we were kind of in the metal news for a while. So she was telling her friends that, and they, none of them believed it. And then she showed them, and then they believed it, but they still don't like get grindcore or metal. They don't know what it is. So they hear it and they're like, ugh, you know, but they believe that she's in a band now finally.
So did you get grindcore and metal when you first heard it, Princess Beast? Do you like that music when you were a little kid?
Some bands.
Some bands. Well, you see his hat? You see that skull up there?
Yes.
That's Danzig. And what band is Danzig the singer of that you like? Starts with M and ends with Isfits.
Misfit!
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, she is not an extreme metal fan. We'll say that, but she does love the Misfits, and I'm slowly trying to get her into that path. But she, you know, it's hard. She's 9, so she loves pop music and Taylor Swift and Kidz Bop and all that garbage music. So we're working on it, but you know, in the end, it's up to her what she likes. You know.
Hey, Princess Beast, you're along there with the contemporaries. When I interviewed Vinnie Paul, he doesn't listen to metal. He listens to like Lynyrd Skynyrd and stuff. So, you know, it's all, you know, your own taste, but you're making brutal music out there. So it's, you know, you can't go any more extreme than Animal School Bus. So you might as well just stop. Right. Okay. So I'm curious, you guys, so some of the tracks from the new remix version of Going to Grammy's House are from a Rise and Grind festival. So you guys have done this live. You guys have played live before.
Is it important for us to tell the truth or to lie? What do you think?
Truth.
So tell them the truth.
So when we did that, we weren't actually doing it live. It was kind of just like, it was like a acting thing, or something like that. We weren't actually doing it live. We were actually just doing it from my dad's recording room.
That's great. Kind of like Typo Negative has done that in the past.
Yep.
That's cool. Do you think you guys will ever perform live? I mean, obviously no one's really performing live now, but do you think you guys are going to do that?
In the future, yes.
Nice.
She's a little hesitant, and I just want to, you know, some people have been asking, this is 100% whatever she wants to do and doesn't want to do. It's entirely up to her. So if she does decide she wants to do it, I think I can scrounge some guys together to make a band and stuff, but it's entirely up to her. And then the other problem is, like, you know, all the places that my bands play, it's all dive bars. And that's, you know, we'd have to sneak her in a drum bag or something. I don't know how we'd get around that. That might be a technicality, but, you know, if she wants to, we'll do it.
So, when I saw your video, I couldn't help but notice you were wearing a Death Threat t-shirt. I freaking love Death Threat, and you're wearing Dark Throne, sweatshirt now. So, I'm assuming that you have quite the musical history, and like you said, the bands that you do play in. So why don't you tell me what bands have you played with and are you currently playing with aside from Animal School Bus?
Well, to start with, I'm from Connecticut, so Death Threat all day. I don't actually know those guys. I never met them, but that's my favorite hardcore band. They're everything I like in hardcore. But yeah, so I've been playing in bands since high school, you know, metal pretty much the whole time, and hardcore and doom metal and black metal and stuff like that. And, you know, so just on a very local level, and then, without any real aspirations of anything. So it's kind of ironic that when she saw me recording and wanted to get involved, then we put out Animal School Bus, and then people are paying attention.
Yep. So
for any musicians out there that are struggling with the rap race, get a gimmick with a kid, because that's, or a dog or a parakeet singing, because that might be your in.
Hey, you got Animal School Bus touring with Caninus and Hatebeak.
Yeah, great. We do it. We do it in a second.
Oh, that'd be great. Okay, so I was curious. So obviously COVID's happening right now for Princess Beast. Are you back in school, or are you doing things like via Zoom, or how are things going for you?
So in school, we are actually back 5 days a week now.
Cool.
And about 1.5 months, 2 months, probably. Something like that. And it's nice because I get to see all my friends Monday through Friday. And when we were just doing it 4 days a week or 2 days a week or whatever, I only got to see some of my friends. But mm-hmm. now I get to see all my friends plus new people.
That's awesome. What are your favorite subjects and your least favorite subjects?
My favorite subject all the way is math.
Cool.
And then I have recess.
Yeah, there you go.
So, and then my least favorite subjects, science and history.
Okay.
We do not learn history, and we learn science once or twice every school year. We don't learn it that often. And we've learned history. I've only ever learned history once.
Really?
Yes. In my school, we do not do history and science.
All right.
So
that's why I hate it.
I don't know about you, Kevin, but growing up in the 90s, you know, I was a metalhead in high school. So I was a weirdo loser, you know, like, didn't get along with the popular kids, didn't want to be there, hated school, couldn't wait to get out of school or whatever. She's just, you know, she's probably the grindcore singer with the most love for institutional learning that there is. She loves school.
Okay. Loves
homework, asks for extra homework. Like, the apple fell way, way off the tree. But we're happy. I mean, that's a good thing, you know, so.
We got ourselves like a future scientist or future mathematician here,
basically,
like a doctor.
Opposite.
Okay.
She's she's smarter than both her parents, so it's a unique problem, but we'll take it.
She'll probably come home and ask for help for math, and you're like, I don't know.
She's in fourth grade. I can't help her.
Okay, so I have some questions, Princess Beast, about your song lyrics. Specifically, I picked out a few of them. Okay, so. The song, I Can Do One-Handed Cartwheels, how long did it take to learn that?
To, like, actually do a one-handed cartwheel?
Yeah. Because you do them in the video.
I do. So it probably took me, once I learned how to do an actual cartwheel, it probably took me 2 to 3 months.
Nice.
Because actually, where my dad works, like, besides everything and else, it's like a gym.
Cool.
Kind of. So there they have like a few pads. So I just do cartwheels and stuff on there. And once, if I had that, I just kept trying and trying and trying and trying. And then eventually after a few months, I finally got it.
That's great.
Now I stop.
Very athletic.
That's awesome. And then, so there's another song called My Dog Got Fat. Does this have anything to do with you feeding it lots of treats?
No.
Okay. Just naturally got fat.
Her dinner.
Feeding it your dinner, huh? Seconds and stuff. Okay. And then tell me about this story about how you got stuck in a tree.
So, probably when that happened, I was probably like
two.
I was like two. So all that I remember is that we were at somebody else's house, and they kind of lived on a hill. And I just went to one of the trees. I just started climbing. One of my nicknames for my parents is Monkey. Everybody in my class called me the nanny, kind of connection there. So I climb up a tree and then I can't get down.
How'd they get you down? They had to climb up themselves?
No, my mother got me. My mother started yelling at me, and then finally my dad had to step in and get me down.
Okay.
She's not scared of much.
No, I'm not.
Seems like it. So this is a question I like to ask every musician we talk to, and we can start with your dad, Charlie. So pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar, and then we'll go to you, Princess Beast, if you have any.
A scar. I have cauliflower ears.
Okay. Are you a mixed martial artist?
I'm a jiu-jitsu guy, so my ears look like they've been inflated a little bit.
Yeah.
He's also a mixed martial artist. But he does go to school.
Really?
Every once in a while, I have people come up and they go, "Your ears look melted." Okay.
So tell me about your school. You run a jiu-jitsu school then?
Yeah.
Awesome. Why don't we shout it out?
It's called 360 Defense. It's in Norwich, Connecticut. We do Brazilian jiu-jitsu and Krav Maga.
How long have you been teaching that and involved with that?
20 years for jiu-jitsu and forever. So, and it does beat having a real job. So it was good. Last year was a little scary, but we made it through. So
did you ever compete doing tournaments for anything?
I did a bunch of karate tournaments and stuff when I was in my 20s. Jiu-jitsu, not so much. And then, wasn't really into the MMA thing. And the culture of our school is more like family stuff and, you know, lots of kids. And
that's awesome.
She trains in Krav Maga, jiu-jitsu and judo. She's very, very active. So
don't mess with Princess Beast is what you're saying, dude. That is hardcore. That's awesome. All right. Well, okay. So do you have any scars, Princess Beast?
I do have a few cuts on my bodies, but I don't think I have any scars.
That's a good thing.
I don't think I have any scars.
She's got those typical like tomboy fall off your bike and scooter kind of.
Yeah. I hear you. Okay. So, this one is also for your dad, Charlie. So you're the one who I'm assuming writes all of the music and then, Princess Beast does the vocals and the lyrics. What are some of your favorite bands of all time? Some of your, you know, maybe like go-tos when you like want to pick a CD to listen to in the car or something. Dark Throne is what you're pointing at. Yeah. Okay.
I love Dark Throne. I love black metal and, like traditional doom and hardcore. That's my stuff. The Animal School Bus is grindcore. So I would say with that, I prefer the old school, like early 90s English, Carcass and Napalm Death and those kind of bands, Bolt Thrower. Mm-hmm. And I think you can hear that a little bit in the songs. And then, so the later songs that I did in the last few years with her are different, but, I really like that, classic like early 90s Earache type of grind.
Absolutely. And Princess Beast, what are your favorites? You said Taylor Swift, and what are your favorites? What are your favorite pop groups?
So pop groups.
Or any kind of music. What do you like to listen to with your dad? What do you force your dad to listen to?
Taylor Swift, thing called Kids Bop.
Oh, I know Kids Bop.
It takes all the music and puts it in good music. Mm-hmm.
They should do a grind version.
We should not. We will let Kids Bop do that. And then I also like to listen to this band called Rumpster.
Okay.
They're pretty good. They're like a young San Francisco Bay Area band that's a little bit like Blink-182 and a little bit Nirvana. They got this like retro thing going on. Girl singer, they're really good. They're gonna Rumpster. Be big. She loves them. So
I like
soundtracks. What movie soundtracks do you like?
Oh, I like Descendant soundtrack.
Cool.
Zombie soundtrack. Julian Phantom soundtrack. When you said that, I'm like,
yeah, there's so many. Okay. How do you feel about Frozen? Do you like Let It Go? Do you think you could ever do a grindcore version of Let It Go?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I feel like I have, but it wasn't recorded.
She's at an age now where she's a little too cool for Frozen. You know?
Oh, okay. Cool. Like, sorry.
Frozen's for little kids, you know, but.
Fair enough. Sorry to age you like that.
I won't even watch Secret Life of Pets 2. I won't even watch that.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're a big kid now.
Controversial opinions.
Okay, so just a couple more questions before we go. Now, if you could be one superhero, Princess Beast, who would you be?
Wonder Woman. For me, it would probably be Wonder Woman.
Cool. Right on. And you like the Wonder Woman movies then?
Yes.
Those are great. Yeah.
Yeah. So as soon as the last one, Wonder Woman, I'm pretty sure it was like 1989 or something like that. I don't remember what it was called, but that, as soon as that came out, I begged my mom for I don't know how long to watch it.
Yeah.
I was just like, Mom, please can we watch this? And I had to probably beg her for about 2 weeks, and then she just gave up.
Nice.
She's like, whatever.
What does your mom think of Animal School Bus?
She thinks it's good.
Nice. All right.
When we're recording, she just listens to her music.
There you go. And what's your mom's music?
My mom's music, let's see, Silverchair, Swallow the Sun,
okay,
The Cure,
more moody music.
What is mommy? What type of person is mommy?
Goth.
My girlfriend as well.
Goth mommy. Yep.
Right on.
I guess it runs. If the father is metal, the mother is goth.
Sometimes.
Okay. So my last question, and this one is, I have one more question for you, Princess Beast, and then one more question for your dad, Charlie. So I'm not going to try and steer you into getting tattoos, Princess Beast, but if you had to get a tattoo today, you had to choose one, what would it be?
Oh, that's between two.
Okay.
It would either be a unicorn or a mermaid.
A unicorn or a mermaid? Why not a unicorn mermaid? I just blew your mind, huh?
You're a unimaid.
I like it.
Or mercorn.
All right, guys, thank you so much. And for you, Charlie, what's the best way to support you guys? Obviously, you know, nobody's playing shows or doing festivals and stuff. At least, you know, things are starting to open up a little bit more, but you know, hopefully in the future we can see you guys live. But what's the best way to support you guys in the time being?
I would just say go to our Bandcamp, animalschoolbus.bandcamp.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram. That's kind of it. We're not being too aggressive with it. We had a small batch of CDs that sold out pretty quick, and I'm not really thinking about pressing new ones or anything, you know, just kind of doing the digital thing right now. And if at some point she wants to play out, we'll do it. And if she doesn't, then fine. You know?
Yeah.
Kind of where we're at.
I like it. She's the boss, right? She's the boss of the band.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, guys. Well, go and pamper your mom some more and hang out and have a great one. Thank you so much for doing this interview with Metal Shop.
Yeah, thank you.
Right on. Yeah. Have a good one, Princess Beast, and see you, Charlie.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.